This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to Avaya Tech Talk. Now, here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Good day, all. It's Guy here, the advocate for the government customer in Avaya's product development organization. Welcome to this week's episode of Avaya Tech Talk. Tech Talk is designed to highlight the robust and growing community of Avaya technology partners and the unique solutions that they participate with Avaya to provide to government customers across the globe. Today, please allow me to introduce to you Gary Van Gordon, Vice President at Interactive Northwest. INI develops innovative interactive voice response, computer telephony integration, and self-service applications for high volume call centers in markets that include government, healthcare, finance, utilities, and the services industries. Gary, welcome to Avaya Tech Talk.
Well, thank you, Guy. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
It's a pleasure having you a guest on the podcast. INI prides itself on its on-time, in-budget track record. How's your organization able to accomplish this?
Sure, Guy. Our focus is on a managed process, and it's worked extraordinarily well for us over the years. We focus on a project lifecycle concept, which is one that uses process appropriately. We don't have process just for process sake, but we do take the fundamental elements of a project and try to follow a step-by-step approach that keeps our customer informed, keeps our partners informed, keeps us informed as to what the customer's expectations are. And by following that process, we've really found that it makes a differential in terms of our ability to deliver in budget and on time.
Well, that's great. That certainly comes out in the results that I've observed and that I hear about from members of our joint customer community. Tell us briefly about what types of government customers you work with.
Oh, gosh. We've done a multitude of deployments in just about every market segment associated with government, from utility deployments for city governments to county to state agencies to the federal government, both in civilian and military space. We've done everything from Air Force bases to the Supreme Court. We just cover the gamut.
Well, I know you've developed some unique applications for the government customer. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, in addition to what I just mentioned about utilities and local governments, we've developed unique applications associated with military hospitals and a complete suite of products that provide information for the needs of the medical community in general. We've done things like election results reporting, lottery results, opinion polls, travel information services, voting site locators, child support enforcement, collections in a number of different spaces, employment verification. We've done ferry schedules and burn lines. The list goes on and on with the unique applications we've developed.
In light of the sequester in Washington, where government agencies are facing significant budgetary challenges, how do your solutions help address efficiency and better management of resources?
I'm glad you asked that. One of the things that we're recognizing is that there's more pressure than there ever has been in terms of efficiency and cost savings associated with government. We can definitely help agencies by making some investments in self-service IVR type of applications. Those things can include payment status applications, license renewals, fine payments that can save a substantial amount of labor costs and yet are secure and provide great benefit to the organization.
Tell us some of the customer examples that you're most proud of.
Well, a particular example in terms of ones that have worked extraordinarily well is the Burbank Water and Power example. The idea was to contact their consumers who are not paying their water bills in a timely fashion. What we created was an application that not only contacts those people, but also gives them an opportunity to pay with a secure pay-by-phone application. We got feedback from the city that constituents ads were expressing delight with the application. And part of the reason for that was that they got a reminder call before the draconian act of someone coming out and shutting their water off before they had the chance to make some kind of payment arrangements. The interesting thing about this was that we had another effect out of all of it. It turns out that the city subsidizes the process of turning water on and off. It costs more for a technician to go out and turn that water on than they will charge the consumer for having that turned on. So it was actually a double win for the city when we deployed the application, because now more people are paying before disconnect and they don't have a situation where they have to go back out, have someone turn the water back on at more than the $50 subsidized rate that they charge as consumers. So that one worked out extraordinarily well. But there's a lot of other applications that we're frankly quite proud of and think hit the mark real well. Some of the 511 services we've done, I'll use the example of the state of Washington, where literally hundreds of thousands of people utilize the 511 service, and many of those are doing it on a daily basis. And then there are the general consumer information applications that we put in, perhaps a transit line status or the ferry scheduling of what's going on. Those kinds of applications provide a tremendous amount of benefit to callers that just wouldn't really be practical to be able to do that with human agents due to the cost associated with this. All of our projects take on that focus of there really needs to be success criteria and payback. Doing that makes a lot of our work very gratifying.
Well, I know of your state of Washington 511. I actually use that quite a bit with customers to demonstrate what can be done well with interactive voice response. So I've got the local number, and I give it to folks and tell them to go in and check out some of the route. Very, very interesting. So we've got a community of people who listen to these podcasts that involves Avaya customers, Avaya salespeople, our channel partners, and some of our technology partners as well. Are there any other things you'd like to say to that community?
Sure. The number one message is please keep us in mind. We've developed a reputation over the years for being a company that delivers. We don't believe that we've succeeded unless our partners feel like they've succeeded and our customers feel like they've got a project that meets their budgetary requirements and delivers what we said it was going to deliver. So it's really that win-win-win team approach that has facilitated our business growing and staying in business, and one that culturally we will maintain as we go forward. So please consider us, and we'll see if we can't do a great job for you as well.
Well, very good. How can our audience learn more about Interactive Northwest?
It's easy to get a hold of us. We're on the web at www.interactivenw.com, or you can always give us a call at 800-732-3236 and let us know what your situation is, what your customer might be looking at, and we'll start the process of identifying need and see if we can come up with a good solution.
Well, very good. This has been great, Gary. Thank you for being a guest on the podcast.
Well, thank you, Guy. I really appreciate the opportunity today.
You're welcome. We've been speaking today with Gary Van Gordon, Vice President at Interactive Northwest. Thanks for joining us here today on Avaya Tech Talk. You can subscribe to our episodes on iTunes, follow us on Twitter, #APNPodcast, and visit us on AvayaTechTalk.com. This has been your host, Guy Clinch, the advocate for the government customer at Avaya, wishing you all the best in your productive day.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.